Is it a muskrat?
Well, would you ever say chipmunk, grinny, or ground squirrel?
A ground squirrel, I reckon.
Ground squirrel, that's what you'd call it. Okay. Now, what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
I thought it was skunk.
Skunk, right. I remember when my father ran over one in the car one time.
And we worked with one then, thank you.
Oh, we weren't sure we would let him back in the house for about a week.
I reckon so.
I thought my mother was going to send him to a hotel.
They wouldn't have had him at a hotel.
I doubt it. Well, now, what do you call a little creature, and it's about this big, and it hops along the ground? You know, some of them live in land and some of them live on water. And it just hops along the ground.
Well, isn't that a frog?
Right, frog. Well, now, would you call it anything different if it lived on land only?
Well, I don't know just what you call that. Uh-huh. Just on where stay if you're in the yard. I don't say a little, but I know these big ones that hops around is called a bullfrog.
Bullfrog.
They hops around the water, you know.
The bullfrogs are the ones that hop around the water.
Yeah, and people eat those eggs, so they big bullfrogs. That's a fine dish.
I've heard it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well now
but I don't know the regular name of these little old, well, they call them toad frogs.
Toad frogs.
Around your yard.
Okay, now what do you call the small variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? Do you have a name for that?
No,
I don't either. I never heard of one either.
No.
Until I read these questions. Now, a lot of these questions were written by men. And your husband could probably answer them better than you can because I don't know. So if you don't know your answers to this, just remember that most women don't go fishing either.
I don't go fishing, but don't know the names of the fish.
Oh, no, that's no. What do you call the ordinary worms that you use, that are used for bait and fishing?
Well, I could call several.
Okay.
I got a golden grub. That's
golden
a fish
grub.
Bait.
Uh huh.
Then you can fish with crickets. You can fish with a red wiggler.
Mm-hmm.
Earth worms.
Uh huh.
Different things you can.
Okay. Well, now, what would you call the large worms that you use for bait? You
know, well, I call them, what do you mean, a live worm? Or?
Live one and the big, real big worms.
Oh, well, that's a Louisiana pink, I call them.
A Louisiana pink.
Because they go that long.
Uh-huh.
Near as big as my finger.
Oh, goodness. I think I'd be afraid of those.
Oh, the angel.
Okay. Well, now, what do you call an insect that sends light on and off in the summertime? You know,
a katydid.
A katydid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
July fly.
Well, now, do you ever use the term lightning bug? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, you can see them at night.
Well, now, that's what I was talking about. Do you call them lightning bugs or fire bugs or glowworms or June bugs?
Well, I don't know. I always call them lightning bugs.
You call them lightning bugs.
I don't know what the proper name is.
I don't either. There's no proper name for them. They have that.
Yeah, I know June bugs because June bugs are great big old wide bugs.
Uh-huh.
My children tied string to their legs, you know, and you zoom them around them and you think.
Yeah, I remember.
I call them flying about at night. I call them flying bugs.
Okay.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. Okay. Well, now, what do you call an insect with a long, thin body and it has these sort of filmy wings you can see through and it flies over ponds or lakes?
Well, I really don't know. You know, you mean, not a bird.
No, a little insect about this big.